Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're waiting for our author, Dorothea Kramer, and we've not been able to reach her at this time. Her book is Second Chance at Your Dream. So as soon as she is able to call into the studio, we'll be talking with her. But meanwhile, welcome to Mind Power. We are going to be sharing all kinds of things with you today. And what I wanted to start off with, there's a quote that I came across that I thought was really good. It's there are no shortcuts to places worth going. There are no shortcuts. Oh, well, great. I've just learned. My guest, Dorothea Kramer, is with us. So we're going to be going directly to her, and we're going to be talking about Second Chance at Your Dream. Dorothea, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna, and it's wonderful to be there. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted with the time, so glad I could find you in a...
Oh, so am I. So am I. Because I've really been looking forward to chatting with you about your book, since you're really sort of orienting your material towards people in what you'd consider the latter half of their life, but I want my audience to know about you and how you came into this area of interest. Now, you've been a psychotherapist for over 30 years, and you co-founded the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology, and you have written 5 other books regarding energy and the use of it in life. However, this is something that sort of touched a personal note with you, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. I had been teaching energy therapies to many people, including the Healing Touch community, and, traveling a great deal, and then co-founding the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology. And it occurred to me that all these things I was teaching and using for myself would really be wonderful to share with people who are in the second half of life, as I am, and people who are facing some of the challenges that come up with the second half of life. And at the same time, they're both challenges and excitement about being in the second half of life, because we have opportunities that we never had before. So I wrote the book partly for myself, for my friends, but then also for the general population, and over 40% of us now are over 50. So a great many of us are facing the challenges and opportunities in the second half of life.
I want those that are listening that are perhaps younger, if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, you're saying, oh, good grief, this is going to be talking about the older generation. It's of no value to me. But I want to say something to anyone who's listening. And that is, if you are of the younger generation, the likelihood of your living a very, very long life is even greater than those of us that are mature have. The likelihood of the baby boomer generation, the 40s and 50s and 60s persons, they are going to be living most likely to be over 100 years of age. Well, for those of you that are younger, 70s, 80s, 90s, those of you that are born in those time frames, you're going to be living longer than we do by the grace of the universe. And what's going to happen? You know, a lot of the rules that were applied so many years ago, gracious, my grandfather was forced to retire at the age of 55 because in his generation, and he was born in 1901, most men did not live past the age of 55. And that's sort of hard for those of us to, you know, that are alive and well today to go, holy Moses, look at what having better sanitation, more food, not having to work out on the farm, you know, and doing different things that took the energy, lives, and physical well-being from millions of people in previous generations. We don't have that now. We have a whole different agenda. But that doesn't mean that you're over the hill when you turn 50. You are actually, as you so aptly described in your book, Dorothea, reaching into a new level of your life, and you have a whole new concept to go into. And when you meet people in their 70s and their 80s that are starting brand new careers, you go, excuse me? I thought the Colonel Sanders set was one of a kind. No, this is something that those of you who are younger, you can have as many as 6 careers, 7 careers, 10 careers in your lifetime. So listen to what we have to share with you today, because it does have value. Now, Dorothea, I loved your very first sentence. We are born with possibilities. Period. Right there. That sentence is worth $1 million just to have that kind of awareness. We're born with possibilities. Of course, it's up to us to do it. But here, the situation of being older, grandparents today might be out riding Harley. They're not sitting on the rocking chair peeling apples for an apple pie. That image is long gone. So we have a whole different generation here. And, you know, you are so interested in building, and I quote you, an innovative lifestyle to stretch beyond cultural norms surrounding aging. That is an awesome sentence. That's an awesome sentence. All right, so people don't want to get old. Can you blame them? You can't.
No. So old seems to be a state of mind, and biological age, in other words, our cellular age, is also quite different from our chronological age. So our biological age, our cellular age, our mental age, our maturity, our wisdom can happen at any time. It can be at 20 or 25 or 45 or whenever we mature. The opportunity to think about what we're going to do with those extra 30, 50 or more years that you described, Donna, is right now. So I encourage every listener, regardless of whatever age, to really think about, what is the meaning of my life? What is the purpose? And what is it I really want to be sure to do? In other words, what is my legacy going to be? What do I want to be remembered for? What is worth my energy, my time, my interest? And we can reinvent ourselves at any time. What is sad is to see people who maybe even in their 30s or 40s have given up on life, or they become kind of ascetic. They sour on life. They stop looking to adventure. And much of what used to be called midlife crisis, I think, is people not quite recognizing that sometime in our lives we have to really become intentional to choose what fits for us and to stick with our goal and to really begin to accomplish what we love to do. We don't want to wait till we're on our way out, like in that movie, The Bucket List, you know, where the two dying characters decide to have a last travel and fling time. That makes good movie coverage for them to do that, but that's really not what I envision. I think people need to be thinking about their future and their legacy much, much earlier.
Your book has some very interesting exercises in it. And right at the very beginning of the book, there is first chapter, you start off with a quote saying, old age is always 20 years older than you are. And I love that one, George Bernard Shaw. Now, you talk about energy. Now, this can be used by anyone of any age. But you talk about an exercise, the brush down. Explain why that is a good exercise to do and what is the result. We're dealing with energy in the body. So there are so many younger people that are highly stressed, and this seems to be able to brush away some of that stress. Tell us about that exercise.
Yes, sure. I think of the body's energy flow, and in the Chinese tradition that's called qi. In the Eastern Indian tradition, that's called the prana. In the East, in the West, we just use terms like vitality or life force. So our vital life force is our essential inside drive to move forward, to get up in the morning, to set goals, to feel good when we accomplish something, and so forth. So that vital life force needs to be supported and encouraged. It's like a river. It flows. When there are impediments, like limiting beliefs or stress, then the energy cannot flow in our system. And we, in fact, have blockages or stagnation. So much like if a river has something falling into it that blocks the flow, then water gathers behind the obstruction and you have stagnation of the flow. So we want to keep this river of our life energy flowing. And one of the first things that we can do to encourage that flow is to visualize it and to work with the breath. So the idea of taking a deep breath, bringing the hands above the head, and then sweeping down through the midline to release tension, release pressure. Imagine the hands are like a magnet pulling out some of the electromagnetic accumulations of stress. Stress is not only mental. Stress has many physical relationships and ramifications. And stress certainly is something that we are aware of emotionally, maybe hundreds of times a day. So some way of releasing stress, pressures, things that bother us quickly is very important. And so I suggest sort of this exercise like an etheric shower. Imagine you're taking a shower without having to take your clothes off, and you're just going to brush down head to toe with special attention to areas where you might feel a little more tension or stress, such as around the neck, shoulders, the back, small of the back of the knees, around the hips. Certainly there are many places where we might feel pressure or tension. So we want to be able to brush that out and to use our intention and imagination to help release that stress very quickly. So much of our lives is filled with stressors like traffic, some harsh words or something that didn't quite work, or trying to get through on the phones and having all these numbers to push and not being able to get through directly. And, you know, it just seems endless, the challenges that we encounter. So letting go of stress quickly is definitely essential. Once we've done that, then we clear the path for something new to come in. And that might be something like a new thought, a new idea, a new way of looking at things, a way of understanding ourselves, a way of affirming ourselves, even though I have this problem. I deeply and profoundly respect and honor myself. And anchoring that in the body, by actually touching the body, where we might feel most connected to our sense of self. So that might be the middle of the chest, the heart area. We connect our hands there with that affirmation, then we begin to generate a positive sense of our energy and of our vitality. And with that, renewed resourcefulness, creativity for problem solving.
You have a number of different photos in the book, illustrations of various techniques.
Yes.
I wanted to bring up one because I had met a woman a year ago who was apparently really thrilled with the tapping technique, and you mention it, emotional freedom technique, EFT. She had found that it had totally reversed certain situations in her, and she was so thrilled with it. And I remember she was a perfect stranger, and we were sitting and talking about different things, and she shared this with me in the story of how this had turned her life around after a very emotionally traumatic series of happenings in her life. Give us some information on EFT. Where did it come from?
And emotional freedom technique is one of the many techniques that we're using in energy psychology. In energy psychology or therapy, we use a combination of the body's energy patterns and pathways. There's the biofield as a whole, the energy field that surrounds our physical bodies and is now able to be measured by current science. There are the vibrant energy centers that, again, seem to be a foci of electromagnetic energy, and they have both physiological and psychodynamic impact. And then there are the meridian pathways. And there are seem to be at least 14 major meridian pathways with anywhere from 300 to 3,000 acupoints. These are small points where the resistance is slightly less. So in energy psychology, we work with meridian acupoints, with the biofield as a whole, and the energy centers, which are also known as the chakras. So EFT is one derivative of meridian therapy that was originally taught to Gary Craig by Roger Callahan, a psychologist, who made that connection that you could tap on meridian acupoints to relieve emotional stress. Gary Craig then moved forward with some excellent material to the public to show that tapping selected meridian acupoints with specific releasing affirmations could in fact bring about emotional relief. So that material is available online as well as many of the other energy psychology techniques. And it is amazing how quickly people can shift what they thought was a severe emotional problem, such as pervasive anxiety, traumatic stress reaction, or a phobia, with a technique that to the outsider who doesn't quite understand the method, it looks a little strange. You know, all of a sudden someone's tapping acupoints on their body. But we've found that these methods are really remarkably effective, and quite a bit of research is now coming out and being published in peer-reviewed journals about this work. Again, that available energy or information about energy psychology is available on the website of the Association for Cognitive Energy Psychology. And that is, the website is www.energypsych.org. And the research page, for instance, has examples of many current studies, ongoing and published. There's information about conferences, about all kinds of training seminars, and so forth. So, yes, the emotional freedom technique is one of those remarkable techniques that can quickly help to change something that has heretofore been considered very severely debilitating or certainly blocking of the body's flow of energy.
Now, I know that you have a number of points of information regarding terminology, et cetera, in your book. And organizations, resources, and all of that is very, very good. I found it fascinating that in dealing with going into the maturing years of your life, you brought so much out about energy exercises and wanting people to know that though that they might be entering into this very rich part of their lives, they don't have to be down on energy. They don't have to think of themselves as old fogies. This is not what is required. You've got a great deal of exercises, again, here, that are meant to bring harmony into the body, but also enabling you to realize that you can be a very active part of life. You don't have to look at just existing. So we have in this country today a big vacuum that is in the process of being created by people who are extremely talented, very, very well educated, very well experienced, who are leaving the marketplace.
Yeah.
And so many of them are not going into the educational arena where they could benefit the younger generation because they've seen and experienced a lot of things that the younger generation will have no contact with, but yet their knowledge is very valuable, and it can enable the younger generation to make the transition into their own level of greatness and expansion by being aware of some of the pitfalls that the older generation went through. And I think this has a tremendous amount of value. But you emphasize that we don't need to hold on to things, how we need to be mindfully present with whatever is going on around us. And you brought up a story about a young man that I thought was just incredible, and I wanted to share it with the audience. Matty Stepanek. He died at 11 years of age. He had become very well known for his poetry, made a lot of television appearances, and he had three siblings that had died from a very rare disease, and he had had the same disorder, and he was kept alive by, what was it, a tracheostomy? What was that pronounced? What's that term?
Yeah, it was a muscular dystrophy that paralyzed the whole body.
Oh, I saw something here. What is it? A mitochondrial myopathy?
Oh, mitochondrial. Yeah, the mitochondria were starting to fall off in the cellular structure. So it was a genetic defect. However, he did live to be 11 years old, and with that had to make peace with his body that was literally falling apart at that very young age.
And there's some of his writing that's in your book. And this is, now remember, this was an 11-year-old. Whoever I am and whatever happens, I will always love my body and mind, even if it has different abilities than other people's bodies and minds. Mm-hmm. I will always be happy because I will always be me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are profound words from an 11-year-old. Now, what a legacy he left.
Yes.
Most people would wail and moan over the fact that he's been taken so young. But you have immortalized him in a way in your book because he left a legacy that's an example for anyone that's willing to pay attention to it.
Yes. Yes, it's so startling that the wisdom that came through because of his disability. And so that's one of the ways I think the emphasis is how whatever we're dealing with, whether it's in our 20s or 30s, excuse me, later life, we have that opportunity to say, I am still me. I still honor myself, even though I have all these distressing issues. And we begin then to a process of reinventing ourselves, of understanding ourselves at deeper level. The myth that has been perpetuated in our culture is that youth is valued extraordinarily, and that the body will decline after age 20 or so, and then the rest of us are all downhill after that. And in fact, all of us have opportunity to grow emotionally, spiritually, mentally, all our lives. And at 70 and 80, I've met people who reinvented themselves, who just went forward with courage, even though they lost a loved one or their lives had changed beyond what they had expected, and found meaning in sharing their wisdom with others. And I appreciate what you said about elder wisdom is so needed in this time of great change.
I think so, very much so.
We need folks who are living in retirement communities to share their wisdom rather than to play golf and bridge. I'm not denying anyone pleasure of enjoying a good game of whatever they choose, but there's also the societal need for the participation of the elders in our current world and its dilemmas.
Oh, I agree with that, and I think what's so sad is that there's been this indoctrination that you're supposed to isolate yourself in various communities and never go out and see the light of day of what's going on in the real world. And I do think that that is a big mistake. I think that life is meant to be lived, and that the younger generations and the older generations have a great deal to give to each other, and it creates a healthier environment when they do. Because we need, as an older, more mature individual, to respect the energy and the spontaneity, the courage, the risk-taking levels of the youth, and also understand that the golden nuggets of experience that the mature person has can serve youth very wisely and well if they choose to let it enrich their lives. Dorothea, I know we're just about out of time here. Now, you have the website, energypsych.org. Now, that's the word energy, and is it PSYCHE.org?
Energy, the word energy, PSYCH dot org. That's the association.
All right, there's no E.
Okay. For comprehensive.
Okay, so there's, yeah, that's good. That's,
yeah.
That's what I wanted to correct, because I had put an E on the end of
the
site.
No, there's no E.
It wanted to that.
Okay, that
so we've got
E.
energy.
Which was from the Greek, but just energypsych.org, and then certainly the website for my book, which has a lot of information. You might want to share that with your listeners as well.
Sure, and what is that website?
It's, secondchancedream.com.
Second Chance Dream. Now, is second spelled out, or is it the
no,
number?
No, yes, it's written out. SecondChanceDream.com.
All right, SecondChanceDream.com, and you can find more information about her book on her website. And Dorothea, I know we are out of time here. It's Dorothea Hoover Kramer, and if you want to check out her book, Second Chance and Your Dream, if you are interested in energy work, you'll find a lot of the information that she has in her book is going to be very informative. And, of course, go to her websites and you will find out even more. Dorothea, thank you for being my guest today. It's been a pleasure having you.
It's my pleasure, too. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and again, the websites are energypsych.org and secondchancedream.org. My guest has been Dorothea Hoover Kramer, Second Chance at Your Dream. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Hey, telephone lines are now open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the toll-free telephone numbers to call in to 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And worldwide, including the U.S., 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, I know we've got a caller waiting, and before I go to that caller, I want to mention for those of you who are in Western Washington, I do have a class. It's coming up on April 25th, and this is on Saturday. It's going to be actually a seminar, an all-day class seminar, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., and this is going to be held at the Center for Spiritual Living at 206 North J Street in Tacoma, Washington. And this is about mind vision. And I really feel that powering up our inner giant is so important. We're going to be discussing how you can discover your inner genius, working with change that all of us are going to go through on one level or another, how to create our future, and also how you can expand your intuitive talents. And this is something I was requested to expound upon last year when I did my class last year. So this is an opportunity. If you want to come along, it's so much fun. It's going to be interactive. It's one of those rare times when you're going to have me at your questioning point and interact with me one-on-one in this class. Now, it's $95 for the class. That includes a catered lunch. And if you'd like to make a reservation for this event, give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, or you can call the center, 253-383-3151. That's 253-383-3151. So give me a call if you need more information, 800-872-8852. Well, let's go to our first caller for the day. Happy Easter to you. It's coming around the corner here.
Yeah,
welcome to the show.
Happy Easter and happy spring. Thank you very much. My initial is L, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Where are you in Michigan?
Wixom.
Wixom. Well, welcome to the show. Now, Elle, I'll give you my information and my perceptions, and then you're welcome to ask me a question. I do want to make you aware we've got a little bit of a time delay, so I will make a pause, and don't think I'm ignoring you. It's just that we have to make that tiny bit of a pause to allow for that time delay to pass so we don't overrun each other when we're talking. The first thing I'm looking at with you, Elle, is an intensity. You have a driving determination to do a major cleanup regarding communication and interactions with people who are very, very close to you. I use the word cleanup for a reason. It is as if you have kept certain paradigms and certain patternings of interaction in place, and you have come to the point of awareness that, you know, it's time to let them go. You must make a shift because it's time for you to evolve into a new level of your life. This is quite significant. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to go out and beat everybody over the head with a verbal 2x4. That's not what's going to happen. You're wanting to be able to establish a level of communication where people will understand that you are going through a shift and that they are to respect what you're going through, and that as you're going through it, you may be doing things differently than what they are accustomed to your doing. And that is something they will have to go through. They'll have to go through that adaptation. And you will have to be very clear more than once. It seems like you're having to repeat yourself over and over again to people. It's as if they're not registering. And they're just thinking, oh, this is a phase and it'll pass. But it's not a phase. You are really growing and expanding yourself as an individual. And this is something you have worked towards for a good 6 to 7 years with a lot of earnestness, but you sort of kept a lid on what you were doing. And now that lid is coming off, and you're moving forward without fear. And this is excellent. So if you are looking at expanding at your skills and your knowledge into a new medium so that you can develop a new career business, go for it. You'll find the next year and a half will be an excellent time for you to invest in yourself. Financially, you're going to be stable. You're not going to be one of the wealthiest on the planet, but you're not going to be without anything. You're really going to have everything that you need, and then some. But you're going to start planning with money. Now, what I find so interesting with you is that I think you're taking a positioning with money that's going to enable you in your older years to have a lot more flexibility. So I want to compliment you. You have taken a long, curvy road to get where you are today. But the road that you're choosing to build is a straight one. You're not going to waste time. It's like your learning curve is behind you, and now it's time for you to just move straight forward in a straight line, building your own direction and your own purpose. And I'm seeing you being able to do that. So go for it. Go for it. I think you're going to be very, very pleased with your results. Just put one foot in front of the other the way you've done for so many years, but just know your planning is going to make a difference. And other people, just keep being persistent with the changes that you are creating, and they'll eventually just start getting right along with you. They'll be right in step with you with what you want to do. Do you have a question for me, Elle?
Yeah, I love what you have just said because I can relate to that. And I want to add to that, and I'm kind of curious, is do you see someone new coming into my life, and if so, when?
Now, I'm assuming you're asking about a relationship with a partner
or a mate. Yeah, I didn't
All right. Nothing to apologize for, because there's a lot of new people that are going to be coming into your life experience. So I made that assumption, and obviously, as you've confirmed, that's the correct one. A new partner in your life may be within the next 2 years. Now, it may not be that long. There are actually three different men that I'm seeing that will be coming into your life, and each one of them may well be interested in you. The challenge that you have here is that if you're looking for that first, you're going to be disappointed. If you will look to the continuing patterning that you're doing, where you're investing in yourself and you are expanding yourself as a person, that person that's going to be the right partner for you will be there. I'm seeing you being able to date and having a good time, and that's wonderful. But I don't think you should really focus on having a mate right now because of this direction that you are evolving into. You want to have a partner who's going to be supportive of these changes and not try to make you go backwards. It's like someone that's lived in the Neanderthal age and they come into the jet age and they try to go back to Neanderthal. Excuse me, caves don't work anymore. It's not going to be a happy situation. You are definitely in a whole new environment. your companions, the people you keep company with, you're going to find that if they cannot understand what you're doing, you're just not going to be able to spend a lot of time with them because it's just not going to bring you joy. So the expansion into this new level for yourself is going to be significant. Then I am seeing some people coming into your life, and one of them, a very, very fine man, that I think you are really going to enjoy the company of, and I think the two of you will know each other for a while, and you're going to realize that this is someone that you could be very happy with for a good deal of time, and his integrity, his attitudes about life, the way he lives his life, is going to make all the difference in the world. And that's what you have to pay attention to, not what worked or what you thought would be satisfying to you in the past. The past is not what should be the basis for what you want in a companionship for the future. It just should not. Because who you are is so far removed from what you were, and it's changing even more rapidly. If you carry those old thoughts about what you want in a partner forward, you're going to end up with the Neanderthal, and you don't want the Neanderthal. Does that help you?
Yeah, it does. It does.
I hope it doesn't disappoint you.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It makes a lot of sense more than, you know, I think you know it does. I know you know it does. So I appreciate you, and thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And again, have a fabulous Easter.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Take care, my dear. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. And hey, if you want to give me a buzz, telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I've got to share with you a little poem by Connie Rich. She said, get your colors ready, yellow, pink, blue, green. Delicately colored Easter eggs, the best you've ever seen. So fill those baskets up. Easter's just around the bend. Make way for Mr. Cottontail, your furry Easter friend. I've got the most adorable picture of this little dwarf bunny in among some eggs. They're almost as big as he is. It's just absolutely adorable. Don't you just love bunnies? They just win your heart when you see them. And the dwarf bunnies, they're some of my favorites. When I go to the Puyallup Fairgrounds every fall here in the Pacific Northwest, they, of course, have all of these displays. And one of the favorite areas some friends of mine and I always go into are the 4-H club sections at the fair. Oh, these kids with their bunnies and their dogs and their cats, just amazing. It's just great. So there's a special spot in my heart for those little tiny furry things. They're just wonderful. Well, we're going to be going on a break in just a moment. Don't forget, those of you who are in the Pacific Northwest, if you're interested in signing up for my class on the 25th of April, that's a Saturday, 10 to 4. This is a wonderful class. You'll meet new people, make new friends, and more than anything else, it's an investment in yourself. So give me a call, 800-872-8852, or you can make reservations, 253-383-3151 at the center. And by the way, some of the funds for this will be going towards the maintenance of the historical building that we will be having the class in. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. Worldwide, 888-815-9756. And all I need from you, if you're a first-time caller, is your first name or your initial. And then I'd love to know what part of the country you're calling in from. And that's how it's done. Now, by the way, if you've got a pad of paper and a pen handy, I want you to go grab it because I've got a recipe here for hot cross buns, which for the Easter holiday has long been a tradition for a lot of people. How would you like to do it? Not have to spend a whole bunch of time, have all the flavor, and people just ooh and aah and admiring you because they thought you'd spent hours in the kitchen. Well, in just a moment, I'll give you that recipe, so have that pad of paper and pen handy. Meanwhile, I want to let you know who's going to be coming on the show next week. Real Men Get Prostate Cancer Too. Now, my guest is going to be Larry Axemaker. This guy has the best sense of humor. I'll tell you, when I went through this material, I was laughing because of the cartoons he had in there. Absolutely wonderful. But this is a serious subject. Prostate cancer always will affect men if they live long enough. Now, you have to remember, a lot of the things that we're experiencing today, earlier generations didn't have it because they didn't live that long. Women died before they were 33. Men might die before they were 35. Hey, we're living a lot longer than that. So there's certain things that happen with the body. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to be talking about hockey. Now, I am not a big hockey fan, but I was excited about Bruce Valley. Why? Because not only was he a professional player, but this is a story about his life, and it takes us back into a time frame when this sport was played in a way that you would never, ever consider today. Believe me. Wonderful, wonderful story. So we're going to be talking about hockey on Tuesday. Pet Parenthood, Diane Pomerantz, is going to be my guest. For those of you maybe that would like to adopt a pet, you're not going to want to miss this. And then Working with Angels in Everyday Life, Carol May is going to be my guest. And then we're also going to have an open mic day next week. So we've got a dynamic lineup. And it's just such a joy to be able to share all of these different thoughts and ideas and concepts because that's what life is. Life is so expansive. There is so much going on simultaneously. There's no way any of us could keep up with all of it. But it sure is good to find out about some of it and to realize you should never, ever truly be bored because there's so much always to learn. How about a hot cross bun recipe? Got that pad of paper and pen handy? Okay, we're going to have this absolutely yummy thing for Easter. So you're going to want to know about it. Now, here are the ingredients. A quarter of a cup of butter. Now, you want this at room temperature. So if you can, you might want, if you're one of these early birds, if you're getting those Easter egg hunts ready and everything else early in the morning on Easter before you go to church, then by golly, then just put all of this stuff out at room temperature, because you're going to want to fix this fresh, obviously, if you're going to have an Easter dinner. 3/4 teaspoon of grated orange zest, 3/4 teaspoon of grated orange zest, 1 cup of golden raisin and dried cherry mix, 2 tablespoons of crystallized ginger, and you want to chop that up, 2 tablespoons of granulated sugar. You want 2 tubes of refrigerated crescent dough. You need 2 teaspoons of milk and 1/2 cup of confectionery sugar. Now, this is what you do. This is how fast it goes along. You preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and you're going to need an 8-inch square baking pan. And you want to spray that 8-inch square baking pan with your cooking spray. You're going to need to mix your butter and your zest together. So you just do that with a spoon. Just mix that all together. The back of a spoon works best. And then, in another little bowl, you're going to put your fruit mix, your ginger, and your granulated sugar. So you've got a bowl of your butter and mixed zest, and then your fruit mix, ginger, and granulated sugar. Then, on a lightly floured surface, you want to unroll 1 dough sheet. And then you spread with half of the butter mixture and top it with half of the fruit mixture. You cover it with the remaining dough, and you spread the remaining butter mixture on top of that, and you top it with the remaining fruit. Now, starting with the short edge, you roll it up like a jelly roll. That's right. Very carefully roll it up like a jelly roll. Then you're going to cut it into 9 1-inch wide strips. And you place it in your 8-inch square pan, cut side up. Then it goes right into the oven. You bake it for 25 to 30 minutes or until it's nice and golden. And then you let it cool for 10 minutes and transfer it then from the pan. Don't leave it in the pan because it's going to have a moisture condensation on the bottom. So you want to transfer it from the pan to the rack. You let it cool. And then you're going to take up 2 teaspoons of milk and mix it in with your 1/2 cup of confectionery sugar. And what you're going to do is then put that in a plastic bag, snip the corner of the bag, and pulling the buns apart, you pipe your cross of white frosting over the top of it. Fast and easy. This is something that if you had kids, you wanted them to pipe the frosting over it, terrific. But it's not such a large amount, and you can double this recipe, triple this recipe for whatever size group that you have. You also can try something different with it. You also could, if you wanted to do something different, instead of having the dried fruit mix, you could use 1/2 cup of mini chocolate chips. Don't use the large chocolate chips because they have too much surface area. You want the mini chocolate chips so that they'll blend well. And that's what it is going to be. And it's just really, really good. If you wanted to add extra chocolate, just melt some chocolate chips and then dribble it over the top. It can go very nicely. I believe in chocolate. What do you think? Well, I know for those of you, Easter is here, and you are going to have an absolutely fabulous weekend. Wherever you are, just be grateful for the wonderful, rich life that you have, the blessings of friends and family, and your environment. And remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Be well, be happy, be sassy, and smile. Life is rich with opportunity, and you're the one that can accept the gift of same if you're open and receptive for it. We'll talk to you on Monday, same time, same place, right here on VBSRadio.com. This is Donna Sebo. Happy Easter. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.